Good day, Mike Powers, and this is your KWIN Local News. Multiple Dade County government agencies coming together later this month for a joint work session focused on planning and coordination. The meeting is scheduled for Thursday the 26th, 6 p.m. at the Commissioner's Meeting Room at the Dade County Administrative Building. Participating groups include the Dade County Board of Commissioners, the City of Trenton, Board of Education, Industrial Development Authority, Water and Sewer Authority, and the Downtown Development Authority. Officials say the purpose of the meeting is to review operations, discuss ongoing projects, and coordinate future plans that could impact multiple agencies and benefit Dade County residents. That meeting will be open to the public. Dade County Sheriff's Office is going to host a special community event this week, giving away free Easter baskets, eggs, and grass. The event takes place today at the Sheriff's Office on Case Avenue in Trenton and will continue while supplies last. Families can drive through to pick up items, and children may even get a chance to see the Easter Bunny. In Walker County, a large crowd gathered at the Board of Education meeting back on Monday to voice concerns over the removal of longtime Lafayette High School cheerleading coach Nicole Harris. Supporters say Harris led the program for more than 24 years, playing a major role in mentoring student athletes. Parents and students expressed concern about the future of the program, with some saying they may not return if Harris is not reinstated. Superintendent Damon Raines says any decision on reinstatement will be made by the Lafayette High School leadership. Despite an unexpected medical condition, Lanny Thomas says he remains committed to winning the election in the 53rd District Georgia Senate seat. Thomas, who is in a runoff for the seat on April 17th, required emergency surgery and, as of late yesterday, was recovering in the hospital. That according to his son, Christian. In a press release, Christian Thomas said before heading into surgery, his dad spoke with the family and close friends about several matters, including his determination to return to the campaign trail as soon as possible. A new report from the U.S. Congress Joint Economic Committee shows energy costs increased across the Southeast in 2025. Georgia households paid about $120 more, while Tennessee households saw an increase of around $200. Alabama also reported higher costs with an average increase of about $150. The report highlights rising utility costs as a growing concern for families across the region. That's your KWIN Local News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Atlanta Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and 1420 AM. Playing the hits of a lifetime, classic hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.